Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Welcome to Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. And what does financial freedom actually mean? It means, hey, how would you like to have a little bit of space, a little bit of leeway? How would you like to have some investments that make you actual money? Yeah. Would it be nice to have a few extra bucks coming in every month, or maybe a lot of extra bucks? It depends on how hard you're willing to work and how much you're willing to invest to go out and to provide yourself with passive streams of income. I was doing a seminar this last weekend here in Houston, Texas. I'm going to be doing another one here in Dallas this coming weekend. I am doing the 35th anniversary road tour. Basically, we've been here 35 years, and I'm going from city to city to city just to touch base with all of our clients again and to teach the 2 days to show them what's changed in the marketplace over the last 35 years and how they can benefit from it. We're going to be teaching basic information we've always taught, but you know, we'll be adding some context as to what has changed over the last couple of years. A lot of interesting things have happened over the last 5 to 10 years. I know everything from COVID on has changed the world quite a bit. And how to operate your businesses with these changes is something that we want to cover. So I will be there Saturday and Sunday, the 13th and 14th. For the two-day class. Now, we will have a case study, is what we call them, where we're going to bring in a bunch of members for you to speak to. We're going to have a panel. We'll have a single-family panel and a multifamily panel that you'll be able to ask questions of. And that will be Thursday evening, September 11th. These events for members will be online and live. Prefer to have you live because a lot of networking going on, plus there should be some parties. In fact, there will be some parties that are set up afterwards, sort of, you know, everybody networking together, celebrating the 35 years of us helping people help people. And by the way, all of our mentors and everybody here are members. They have gone through themselves and produced their results that they were happy enough with to go ahead and decide that, hey, I've got enough time on my hands to come back and help other people. And that's a pretty neat place to be in life. So you'll meet mentors and so forth there, members. And really, you know, if I were going to get into a new business, I'd want to have the opportunity to go down and talk to people that have already tried it, done it, been successful at it. People that are just now starting, you know, hey, is this really true? What does it feel like? How hard is it? You know, get your arms around whether or not there's something you'd like to a journey you'd like to take in life. Would you like to be an entrepreneur? Would you like to own some rental houses or own some fourplexes or own some apartments, complexes somewhere? Is that something you've thought of in the past you'd like to do? And as I was given the two-day seminar this weekend, something came back to me that I had totally forgotten. In fact, I got to that part of the seminar and I just kind of went blank on it. You know, I don't even remember what the point was here. And then it came back to me. And so I wanted to share with you today because if I haven't spoke about it recently enough, then it probably needs to be covered. Otherwise, it would have been fresh in my mind. And so I'm going to cover it again today. Before I go there, though, I want to let you know that if you're interested in attending the case study, the two-day, you can purchase a one-year's membership at a discounted price of only $197 for a family membership. That's husband, wife, and children, 18 and younger, all get in for $197 for a year. That is quite a bit lower than what we've been in the past, but, you know, it is the 35th anniversary, so you can get yourself a good price. In fact, $197, you think about it, if you've got a family of any size, that's probably as much as you spend or less than take them out to dinner. We went out to dinner last night, just my wife and I, and we spent that much. So, you know, it's a small investment to come see if you'd like to do something different in your life. See if you'd like to take a journey that can take you somewhere. Also, in this situation, believe it or not, if you sign up for the $197 while you're there, if you have another friend or family that would like to be a member, and I remember this membership for 197 is a family membership, but if you have a friend or somebody you'd like to bring with you, $1 more buys a whole nother yearly membership, another family year membership added on. So it's two memberships for $198, believe it or not. I know that sounds ridiculous, but hey, the bottom line is that this is information based for you to come in here and learn how to do what we do and see if it's something you're interested in. And that's, you know, really why you want to come in and get involved here. See if this is the stuff that would be interesting to you. See if it'd work for you. We're going to teach you a lot of things. So I'm going to go in here today and start with this concept of why do I believe a rent house or small apartment complex is more effective in the long run in your wealth-based situation than the 401k or the IRA. So in doing so, in the past, I've gotten highly emotional about it. After last weekend where I realized, you know, there are so many reasons to want to do what we do besides the fact that the 401k and the IRA have not been that effective over the years. And I mean, you know, remember, they eliminated pensions to come up with this idea of the 401k. And the 401k was, you know, you put your money in the 401k, maybe your boss matches part of it. Either way, you don't pay taxes, or at least income taxes, on the money until you take it out X number of years later. You do pay Social Security and Medicare taxes on it. So the first part of the fallacy of the whole thing is that you think you're investing tax-free dollars, but you're not. You're already already investing dollars that have been taxed, and they're going into this account, all right? So here is the little story that, in my mind, really clarifies the difference. Let's say you put money in this 401k, and you wait for it to go up in value over the years, and you hold on to it for 30 or 40 years. Let's just say 30, 40 years is the sort of the target for your retirement type deal, and someday you hope that at the end, it's worth more than what it's worth now. I'm not going to put a dollar amount on what the 401k would be worth, nor am I going to put a dollar amount on what the house will be worth. Both are different. You make good choices in your 401k. You make good choices in your house purchases. Or conversely, you make bad choices. It's a possibility in both cases. But in the case of the 401k, for 30 to 40 years, you are taking money out of your cash flow and putting it into the 401k. In other words, you would have taken this money home as cash to live off of, but instead, you've taken this $500 or $1,000 or whatever it is you're putting into your 401k each month and put it in this account. Okay? So right there, if you think about it, on the surface, let's look at it on the surface, the net effect of your life is that for 30 years to 40 years, you're living with less cash in hand than you would have if you didn't have a 401k. I just want you to grasp that for a second. That $500 to $1,000 a month, that's yours. It could be in your hand right now. Well, you'd have to pay tax on it. Yeah, you would, right? You would have to pay tax, but you'd have it. But in the 401k, you don't have it. And the 401k, you can't really count that you have it because it's a number on a piece of paper. And the number on the piece of paper goes up, and the number on the piece of paper on a bad month or week or year goes down. It is not realized income until you actually take it out. So you don't really know. You could actually have great 401k growth right up until the year before you retire and have 40% of it go away. So I'm only saying you can't really count what it's going to be. Now, let's flip over to the house for a second. I go and I buy a rent house. If I told you to buy the rent house and make the mortgage payments for 30 or 40 years, and at the end, the house would be worth more. Now, on the rent house, if we don't rent it, we would have to pay the rent payment, the mortgage payment, and we would be taking that cash flow out of our pocket. But that's not what really happens with a rent house. We rent the house out, and instead of us losing $500 to $1,000 a month of cash flow, we have some amount of cash flow coming in as positive cash flow from the rent house. if we do it the way we do it, the way we teach you to do it, that number could be anywhere from, well, it could be anything. It could be $100 if you bought one that only had 100, to as high as I've seen 700. You know, it's just a reality of what the deal, specific deal you put together, does. Some deals make more money in cash flow and less capital gains. Some deals you pay a really cheap price for, get great leverage, pull a lot of money out of, but there's not a lot of cash flow left. And it varies with the interest rates. But the bottom line is you're looking for some type of an equity capture up front, and you're looking for some kind of a cash flow. But we'll just stick to the cash flow for a second. In the case of the cash flow, you now have money coming to you every month. So the 401k, you're putting out money every month. And the rent house, you're collecting money. Think of what the difference is over a 30, 40-year period of time. $500 to $1,000 into your 401k compared to $100, $200, $500 a rent out to you. Now, in addition to that, your tenant is also paying off your mortgage. So in reality, when you're collecting this rent, part of it's going to principal and interest, taxes, and insurance. They're paying your taxes, your insurance. They're paying your principal. They're paying your interest on the loan. But they're also paying this principal reduction. So over a 30-year period of time, this mortgage would pay off. Now, that's not our goal. And when you come to the classes, you'll learn that. But it is just theoretically over 30 years, if you took the two investments, put them side by side, I'm suggesting to you that, hey, that mortgage gets paid off. So now that house that you bought for $200,000, right now the median house in America is about $350,000. Let's say you bought a good, decent, you know, investment property, you only paid $250,000 for it, or you paid $150,000 for it, but it was worth $250,000, but you did $50,000 in rehab to get it to be worth $250,000. So now you get a $250,000 asset. And by the time you get to the end of this 30, 40 years, it's paid off. But like the 401k, where there's appreciation in the stock market, hopefully, there's appreciation in the house. So the house appreciation could go up a large amount. How much? There's no way of telling what appreciation is going to be into the future. I have an example I used in the class where I show here's from this date to this date, houses went from 150 median price to 250 median price to 350 median price. So like when I first started, when I was helping people buy houses in 2008 in the city of Houston, Texas, the median value for a house was $150,000. Now that's not any one particular house, that's halfway the value of houses. So that's not a specific house. 10 years later, the median price was $250,000. And again, that's the median price. It's not one specific house. I'm not saying a house was purchased for $150,000 and was worth $250,000. Although there might have been stuff like that going on, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying just look at the numbers. The values of housing is going up. Now the median price in Houston is somewhere around $350,000. Again, not a specific house, not a specific deal, not you, not me, but in general. But in general, we don't know if the stock market goes up either. You could pick stocks that don't go up or do go up again. We can't tell what will happen in our long-term investments. We can just surmise this is what should happen. This is the direction they should go. So we're assuming that 30, 40 years from now, that house and that 401k account are larger than what they were in the beginning, right? The difference is over that 40 years, you paid that money in, some very large percentage of that money into the 401k, whereas we paid a down payment in, which to buy a house for $250,000, we might be able to get you in somewhere around $25,000-$30,000. Maybe even less if we use some hard money lending and get a great deal, but just in, say $25,000-$30,000. And so we get $25,000 or $30,000 in, whereas you might have $200,000 in, but we end up at the same place with something that is worth $300,000, $400,000. Because the house used leverage to get there, and the 401k cannot use leverage. We're using the bank's money to buy an asset that's much more expensive than what we can buy day one. You can't put $250,000 into your 401k to start your 401k. We can start with a $250,000 rent house day one by using leverage. You don't have that much money. I know you don't. You're going to put down whatever it is, 20% down, and boom, borrow the rest. And the tenant's going to pay that mortgage off. So when you look at them side by side, guys, and you really think about this, you look at them side by side, you are receiving money for 30 or 40 years from your tenants, or you're putting money out of your pocket into your 401k for 30 or 40 years. I mean, that in itself is astronomically better. Now, here's the second reason. If I really liked what I learned from buying a rent house and doing it, and I got the results that, you know, I'm comfortable and happy with, could I buy a second rent house? Yes. If I like what's happening in my 401k, can I contribute more and make it a larger account? No. There are limitations to the 401k, and there are not limitations to how many rent houses you could buy. You say, well, Dell, I can't qualify for more than one. That's because you haven't come in, took the class, and learned how to qualify. Because the reality is, if you buy a rent house correctly and there's enough positive cash flow, the income from the rent house is going to change your personal qualifications high enough to allow you to buy the next rent house. Why? Because they allow you, when you go to finance the rent house, to use the rental income from the future tenant in your personal income statement to be able to qualify for the house. That, my friends, means if done correctly, it's a very, very unlimited opportunity. You can keep growing and growing and growing, whereas the 401k, you can't. We'll take a short break. Be right back with the Del Wamsley Radio Show.
With a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Life is challenging and ever-changing. Take control with passive income through real estate investing. Learn how. Learn now. Let Del Wamsley and Lifestyles Unlimited's investors and mentors show you. Meet Del's team and get educated now at Lifestyles Unlimited. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited. Text radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want to let you know this is our 35th year anniversary, September of 2025. It's 35 years. We started the company in September of 1990. Can you imagine that? And we've, like everybody else, gone through this long journey of real estate investing, of markets that go up and markets that go down, and so on and so forth. And in all of that, you do the best you can do, just like you do in anything else. But in the long run, the alternatives out there, we think the real estate blows them away. That's just what we as real estate investors have seen. We feel comfortable that the results are way worth the effort to come in and learn how to do this stuff the right way. Now, to celebrate the 35th anniversary, I'm taking a world tour, so to speak. I did Houston's seminar last week, and I'm going to do Dallas seminar this week. So if you want to come see me live and spend two full days with me, I'll be up in Dallas teaching the September 13th and 14th in our office there in Dallas, Irving, wherever it's at, here, Las Colinas, that's it, it's in Las Colinas. I also will be having a case study Thursday night, September 11th, from 6 to 9, and we're going to have a single family panel and a multifamily panel for you to meet and ask questions of. There'll be a lot of networking, some partying. Come in and meet, you know, the OGs, people been around a while, ask questions, talk to brand new people, ask them how they feel about it. You know, hey, you're just getting started in this journey. What are you running into? Does it seem, you know, real? Does it seem like it's going to be something you're going to be able to utilize? These are the kinds of questions you need to ask, because this is not a get-rich-quick, instantaneous, gratificationally diseased idea. This is an investment, a long-term investment plan that you will be undertaking. You know, we're just an information, education, and mentoring program. This is your assets. You own them. You're going to be managing them. Yes, we'll be here to teach you how to do it correctly. We're going to teach you all the different aspects of it. We'll be there to ask questions for you along the way when things come up that, hey, something came up that I don't remember the answer that you brought up in the training, or maybe it wasn't even brought up in the training. Here's something completely new. Oh, okay, let's get with our compliance people and see, you know, what has changed legally that we need to change our approach to things. Continuing education, because we're in the business. Now, that's not Lifestyles Unlimited. It's all of us that work here or own our own real estate. In fact, everybody I've ever hired to work here has been through the program and own their own real estate to the point where they're successful enough that they have time and are willing to give back by helping other people, teaching the new people. Now, if you're not a member and you'd like, this sounds good, sounds like something, hey, this is worth it to me, I want to cover some confusion. Someone just emailed me. By the way, if you want to email me, you can email me your questions at AskDell. That's A-S-K, Ask D-E-L, Dell, Ask Dell, at LUINC.com. That's LUINC, which is Lifestyles Unlimited, Inc.com. And I've just got a question. Hey, what is this? I've heard radio ads for $297. Now you're saying that the 35th anniversary special is $197 and get a second membership free for one more dollar. So it's two memberships for $198. Yes, the old ads were $297. This is a special I'm putting out just for this anniversary. It's $197 for a membership. That's a husband, wife, and kids, 18 and younger. That's a family membership for $197. And yes, if you buy one of them, you could buy a second one for a dollar more. How do I get to that, Dell? You might ask. To get to the 197, you're going to have to text the word radio to 88007. Text the word radio to 88007. Now, if you don't have a phone that you can text on, then you're going to have to go to our website and look up, you know, our membership there. When you go to our website, the interesting thing is that if you want, you can actually take a free workshop and then decide if you want to take the special. So if you want to find out a little more about what we do and what you'll be required to do for your own benefit, in other words, we're not going to go do this for you. You have to do it yourself. We will teach you how to do it. We are there to help you along the way. But you want to find out, hey, what is this going to take? Is it going to take an hour a week, you know, 2 hours a week? What does it take? You want to find out what all you do. So you can go and take that free workshop, and then you can sign up for the 197. But again, let's do it right now because you want to come see me. If you're up in the Dallas area or anywhere in the northern Texas area or Oklahoma area or Kansas City, a lot of people coming in from Kansas City, Las Vegas, a lot of people coming in from Las Vegas, of course, San Antonio, Austin. Now, I'm not going to do a two-day in San Antonio this month. I just can't do three of them in a row. I'm too old to do that anymore. I used to do that, but I will do a case study in San Antonio, but I will not do the two-day. So if you want to get to the two-day, you need to get up to Dallas. It's not that far. Massive amount of hotels right here in Las Colinas. There's a whole convention center right down the street, and they've got lots of hotels available for decent prices because of the convention center. So again, if you want to get in for that special, text the word radio to 88007. Now let's get back to the journey of becoming a real estate investor. What you're going to learn when you come in, and there's really two levels. There's single family investment, and then there's multifamily investment. So what you're going to learn is, how do I do this? And you're going to need some conceptual understanding, first of all, of, hey, what kind of houses are we actually buying? You know, there's a million different things out there, and one of the problems is people start with the wrong type house, the wrong size, shape, location, so forth. You need to understand, we work on a very, very small box. There is a set of houses that fit that model, that work at what we do, that make the kinds of returns that our members are consistently making when they do it correctly. And to get those same kind of results, you have to stick with those same type of houses. So we're going to go over what to buy, where to buy it, and we're going to talk about how to buy it, how to locate, and how to evaluate, how to get your hands on the softwares that we have that allow you to go in and run comparative market analysis on these properties. You want to know what they're actually worth, right? You want a mini appraisal, so to speak. It's called an in-house appraisal. We have a software that does that. And so as a member, you can sign up for that software. And that way you know, I'm buying a house that's worth this. This is what the in-house appraisal says it's worth. This is what the software says it's worth, right? So you're going to learn how to evaluate these deals to make sure you got the right deal. Then you're going to need to learn how to inspect them and how to get a vendor contractor to tell you what that's going to cost to renovate them. So that's something else you're going to need to know. We're going to teach that to you. You know, what kind of renovations are worth doing? What kind are not worth doing? What should they cost you? How do you get it done? Who do you get it done with? So on and so forth. Now you see, well, Dell, that's a lot of information. Yes, it is. You're coming in for 2 days. It's going to be like drinking out of a fire hose. But it's going to be something you're going to learn step by step as the process goes. You don't do all 27 things the same day. You learn one. We're going to learn how, figure out what house we're going to buy. Where are we going to buy it? Okay, let's locate it. Okay, now we've located it. Now let's evaluate it. Oop, that one didn't make sense. All right, back to the drawing board. Let's go find another one. Okay, we found another one. Oop, that one didn't make sense. Okay, find another one. Oop, that one's it. Now we need to know how to contract that. We need to know how to finance that thing. You're going to get with our finance companies. We have multiple vendor finance companies you can choose from. They're going to be able to help you finance this in a way that you don't and won't understand until you come to the class, because we use something called hard money lenders. They will lend you the money on properties that are so torn up that regular lenders won't lend you the money. And that allows you to buy them and renovate them with borrowed money. And this is just something that you got to learn how to do, right? Then once you learn how to do that and you see, okay, this one makes sense, you're going to learn how to get the contract closed, get the financing done, get the vendor in there, get the rehab done. And then you come across the next level. How do you refinance out of that hard money loan? We're going to teach you how to do that. All right. Now you're out of that loan. Now you're renting the house out. How do you rent? So, you know, you're looking at doing this. You're looking at making this your business. You're looking at making this your retirement investment plan. I was doing a seminar this last weekend here in Houston, Texas. I'm going to be doing another one here in Dallas this coming weekend. This is a long-term set of decisions you're making here that could change your life forever. Could be an incredibly powerful thing for you to make this decision, but you want to be sure that you're making the right decision, as you should. And so getting out to something like this case study and meeting these people is going to be very, very powerful. Also, spending 2 days with me. Why is it different to listen to me for 2 days than any of the other teachers? It's because I've been here 35 years. So not only will you be hearing the information that we teach that you need for your investment journey, but I can tell you what's changed along the way. How is it, you know, what can go up and down and sideways and get messed up? And I cover that. In the two-day seminar, I'm going to be covering those changes and things that we've run into and how to avoid them. Very important sometimes. I've never been one to think that teaching the negative side of something is beneficial. I always thought that, you know, that just scares people away. But the reality is now I look back at it and I think I'm wrong. I think that you do teach a little bit of the negative stuff and say, look, watch out for this. This is where the problems pop up, if they do pop up. And, you know, some of those problems, if any of them, are something called black swan events, when things just change. And then you should know, how could I avoid it? Losing money when the world changed on us like that. I mean, COVID was a black swan event. I didn't lose any money during COVID. Many of our investors didn't lose any money. In fact, I don't know what percentage. I can't give you a number because I didn't go count. But I would suggest to you that many more people are still here and happy than for whatever reason it wiped them out that I know of. You know, and that's just, like I said, there's no numerical track down answer to that. But hey, we're all here. Remember, all this real estate was here before COVID. All this real estate's here now. It didn't run away from home. It didn't go anywhere. bottom line, we're here. It's long-term investments for us. So we want to get you in here because you need to learn this. Now, as we went to break, we were talking about the fact that you're going to get to the point where you have to pick a tenant. And I want to go into tenants for a second, but before I do, I don't want to lose this string of thought here. If you want to get in, and now I'm going to offer you the 35th anniversary discount. Don't be confused. You've heard this membership offered at many different prices. This is the lowest one that I know of. For the 35th anniversary, I wanted to make it very inexpensive so you could afford to come in and take the information to make the decision if this is the path you want to go down with your lifetime investments, right? So what do we got here? We've got $197 for a year membership, for a family membership, and that is husband, wife, and kids 18 and under. And if you want to buy a second membership for $1 more, $198, you can get a second membership, again, as a family membership. Now, to get to that, you have to text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007, or you can go to our website and look us up there. If you hear a radio advertisement somewhere for $297, that's not what you get if you go to this discount that I just said, okay? So you can go to text the word radio to 88007. Now, let's go back to the tenants. I want to get this in before the segment's over. The rental real estate business is oxymoronic. It's completely opposite of what you would think it is. It's completely opposite of everything else you've ever seen. If you ever walked into like a furniture store, that's a good example of one, or maybe a clothing store where there's an annoying salesperson there walking around with you trying to point out that everything you looked at, oh, yeah, that'll fit you perfectly. This is great. This is that, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And they're doing everything they can do to high-pressure sell you. And car salesmen, the same way. You don't do that in the real estate business. What happens is people come in and go, man, there's maybe only one or two rent houses out there in any neighborhood area that's available on any one day. And one of them might be ugly, might be dirty, not clean. The landlord's a slumlord. When you have a clean and functional rental property, literally, if you have a sign in the yard, literally, if you have an ad anywhere, your phone's going to ring off the hook. And everybody's going to want the property. You have to say no. I need you to fill out an application. You're going to need to screen your tenants. Why? Because one good tenant could live in your house for 1 year, 5 years, 10 years. One bad tenant could destroy your house in 1 month, 5 months, a year. You have to screen your tenants to put the right people into your rent house or into your apartment complex. The level of screening is less for an apartment complex because you need more people, so you have to be a little broader in what you'll accept. But man, you got one rent house. This is your baby. You got 20 people asking, you screen. You find the perfect person. You don't take the first person that comes along that's just really, I don't know what to call them on the radio. I'm going to call them what I call them in the seminar, a purple Martian. You know what a purple Martian is, right? There's that one person out there, that one family out there that lives by a whole different credo in life. They destroy everything they touch. They don't pay their bills. They're annoying. They create problems. They're lawsuit prone. All that kind of stuff. There's that kind of people out there, and you don't want to rent to them. And so you need to come into our class and let us teach you what are the levels of screening that should be taken on before you say yes to a tenant. Now, legalities, you think, well, I have to take everybody, don't I? No, you don't. And that's what you need to learn. Well, it looks like we got to go to break. Remember, I'm going to be up in Dallas this week. You do not want to miss it. And if you need a membership, text the word radio to 88007. Radio to 88007. Please come see me up in Dallas. I will be there Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. Have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow.
Listening to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Want more of Del's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Walmsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Walmsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Walmsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Walmsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Walmsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.